Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kate Tobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the removal of Chief Justice Malaba from office.
Almost 600,000 people have so far received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe, and at least 215,000 have received their second jab. Zimbabwe has so far recorded over 40,000 COVID-19 cases since the pandemic started in March last year. And to date, over 1,500 people have succumbed to the disease.
And in politics, a lot is happening after the removal of Chief Justice Malaba from office, following a High Court ruling declaring as null and void his extension of his office term by 5 years. The court ruled that he cannot be a beneficiary of the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment Act No. 2, which was passed by an overwhelming parliamentary majority in both houses.
And the government has since filed an appeal against the nullification of Malaba's extended term, while lawyers representing the applicants say Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi should be taken to court to face charges of contempt of court after he made what they call disparaging remarks following the High Court court judgment.
Observers say the government is in a fix as 16 Supreme Court judges. I started in the matter filed by the Young Lawyers Association of Zimbabwe, a war veteran, and the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum.
And the lawyers representing the director of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum say Ziyambi broke the law when he attacked Justice Hepias Joe, Edith Mushore, and Justice Jessica Charewa, who made the High Court ruling. Tabani Mpofu is one of the lawyers representing Musa Kika.
Just before we go to Mr. Tabani Mpofu, let's come here. Always the other Sanjay, who's the real life talk. From a COVID-19 scrum, now who's to say office any, who am Nomzana, Malaba. I'm not going to get on Chief Justice, who look Malaba. Okay, to office any, come on, come here, he lay a scrum, Ohio. Nema yokuthi kuthiwa umthetho kasetshenziswanga ngemfanelo. So siyabona ukuthi umongameli emasomnangagwa wayese-extend i-term yakhe nge-5 years, kulandela ukuthi wayesefikise i-70 years ese-ofisini ka-Chief Justice. So siyabona ukuthi abafakele application yaleyi enze ukuthi kuvinjwe uku-extenda i-term yakhe e-ofisini. Babalisa-ke i-Human Rights NGO Forum, kuzobuya njalo le Young Lawyers Association of Zimbabwe, lomunye walwa impi yenkululeko la yakade evimbile khona ngalesithi hey kunzima lokho okwenzakalayo. So abafuna ukuthi uMalaba asebenze ngelangela khonapho. So siyabona ke bolaba bamele iZimbabwe NGO Forum, ababalisa uMnumzana Tabani Mpofu, bakhona nasibili ngokukhulunywe uMinister Ziyambi Ziyambi, abathi ukhuluma ihlazo azethi khona ama-judges ikabazanga benze ngemfanelo khonokho abakwenzileyo. So uthi khonokho abakwethulayo kumele ukuthi okwethulwe nguZiyambi Ziyambi kumele ukuthi akuhambele emthethwandaba ayihlangane khonokho ama-charges okuthiwa-ke i-contempt of court. So uyathenga kakhulu igqwetha labo elimele uMusa Kika leli. So kuzobuya njalo uhulumende usefanele aphile ukuthi hhayi phela uMalaba akakhithwa ngemfanelo, so kumele abuyele esikhundleni sakhe. Sangena kukho konke lokho siyabona ukuthi COVID-19 lokhu ibhokile kwele Zimbabwe, lonke labantu ababhubhileyo izolo kanye ngazani-ke balutshwani abatholakala bele COVID-19. Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abafika phose 600,000 sebahlatshwa okokuqala ijekiseni enqabela ukumemetheka i-COVID-19. Kusukuthi abayi 215,000 sebehlatshwa okwesibili. So-ke i-COVID-19 layo ludaba olukhona khona bomavelas esingathi yangayanga ngalo. So siyabona ke uMavela usuthe uyabuya khona manje ngamafutshane, sibona ngazani ke uphume kurada yethu, sibona ngazani uyabuya. So ke kunengi okwenzakalayo kule Zimbabwe, okunye okubalisa khonokho ke izika ezingani abantu bathi kubi kakhulu okwenziwa nguhulumende okube yikho ukuthi-ke uMalaba asuke esikhundleni. So kukhanya kuningi kakhulu okwenzakalayo. So siyabona ukuthi kungazani kukhona okungani ukuhlupha umtshina wethu, kodwa sibona ngazani sizaqhubekela phambili silokhu sidonsa khonapha. Sicela ukuthi bonke abakhona babambe khonapho bangayikhatshana, ngoba sibona ngazani amakhakhasi ethu kabambi ngemfanelo, kodwa-ke sibona ngazani kungalunga kodwa sibona ukuthi kuminjani khona manje. So mbona ngazani hayi amakhakhasi ethu aselungile. So ke siyaqalisa-ke ngakhonokhu okwenzakala ebantwini. So kula khonokhu ukuthi abantu bayahlatshwa ijekiseni, sike sizwe umama okhulumelwa eza Jesus Fanda ukhona ngale-ke esomnene sizwe ukuthi utheni ngodaba lolu kule COVID-19.
Nangulapho ekuseli zaphinda esithu mhlaka-17
yahlatshelwa
khona
babuya la
babuya futhi mhlaka
lezo lina lihlatshwa kobuhlungu?
Hayi, akuzange kube buhlungu vela, akuzange kuvuvuke nje kwakho kuhlaba nje, akuzange kube buhlungu kumbe njani.
Umkhuhlane wecorona bathini labekhaya? Bawesaba bagumba bawesaba?
Hayi, abantu bawesaba umkhuhlane wecorona kuqala bebengani bawudelela, kodwa hayi phambili
ukhona usele babula umkhuhlane wecorona.
Hayi, futhi inceshabi uyabe khona kodwa lingawudelwanga, shabe singafasha ukuthi
nxa ukhangelewe esigabeni aso somnene bahlatshwa abantu kanjani?
Hayi, esigabeni salapha kwakuhlatshwa abamashopu, kodwa yabamashopu lapha kwasimbonani sasesa abangu-2 kuphela bazohlatshwa thina amazenda
isomsahanje. Okay, abanye abantu abahlatshwayo?
Abanye hayi, abanye angizwa asebahlatshwayo.
Okay,
these are some of the people who talked to Ezra Jesus Fanda about the COVID-19 vaccination program in some manner. So some people say they've been vaccinated and all these kind of things. So some are saying, well, they will go for vaccination, but others are saying, no, you know, this vaccination issue is problematic. So at the end of the day, it's a question of people's choices. So I'm happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Dr. Simbama Vaza, who is here to talk to us about what is going on. And the second guest is Mr. Ngobani Tole. He is in Bulawayo. He is a human rights lawyer. So let's start with Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to the program.
Welcome, Gibbs. Welcome, Mav, and welcome, listeners.
Thank you very much. So let's start the ball rolling about this Malaba case. So in the view of the government, the High Court judges did the wrong thing here. Can we have your take on that?
Definitely. In law, we don't normally say they've done a wrong thing, but we say they've made a mistake of law, which we call they've erred in their decision on a number of issues, which I could raise here now. Firstly, the judges failed to understand that there is a difference between the term limit and the age limit. Clearly, the High Court totally misdirected itself by failing to distinguish this, between these two. So, in that process, we are saying what has been extended here was not the term limit of being a judge. It was actually the age limit. The term limit of a judge is for 15 years. If you want to change a judge being a Supreme Court judge or a Constitutional Court judge for 15 years, you then have to go for a referendum. But what happened here is what has been changed is simply the age limit, which does not affect the term limit. Malaba has not yet spent 15 years as a constitutional law judge, a court judge, or a Supreme Court judge. So what then happens is the law changed or gave the president the discretion of extending his age by a year up to 5 years on condition that he had shown that he is of good health, and you need to prove that your health is perfect by giving a medical affidavit from a government doctor, one or two. which happened. So if you look at this, the application against the government here was actually misdirected again. The people who made this law possible was not Malaba. Malaba did not sit in parliament. It was the parliament. So these people were supposed to cite the parliament in their case. But in actual fact, the problem we had here, they did not cite the parliament. They decided to cite the people who benefited and not the people who brought up the change. So just Mr. Kika, whatever his name was, was represented by Advocate Impof, cited a number of judges, which is actually unheard of. You could not cite a judge in a case he has not contributed to its happening. The judges, with about 19 other judges were cited, including the Minister of Justice and the JSC. So we look at that. There was a need for this case to cite the Parliament, the Senate, and the President.
But let's stop at that. Let's stop at that and then bring in a human rights lawyer, Mr. Novani Stole. Welcome to the program, Mr. Stole. Mr. Stole, welcome to the program. Can you unmute your button and come in? Hello, Mr. Stole. I think he's still there, but I think his button is muted. So, yeah, okay. So while he's doing that, just bring in Mr. Thabani Mpofu. Yeah, there he is. So, Mr. Mpofu, Mr. Stole, go ahead. I think we heard what Mr. Dr. Mabaza was saying. You know, what's your take on the case?
I hardly heard him, but one of the things that I got to understand from him is that there was a mid-joiner of party, and that certain individuals could have been joined in as responding to that application. Well, I don't think that a mid-joiner, per se, in terms of the rules of the High Court, will lead to a matter being not heard, as it were. Look, I understand where the government is coming from, but at the end of the day, the applicants made an application and they sought a request from individuals that they cited. And the fact that certain individuals were not joined in that application does not make that case fact at all. I hold a different view. Fine, appealing to the Supreme Court is within their rights. But the declaratory order was met. So before one talks about appealing, we have to be candid with each other. They must make an application for leave to appeal because it was a declaratory order and therefore there is no automatic right of appeal. So they are set before an appeal can be met. And look, I know one would want to make an application within 2 seconds of the tax case, but an order has been met, and if that order must be respected, regardless of who the parties are, it has to be respected. I'll take a step further and say that the comments that were made by the Minister of Justice after an order was made by the High Court is unfortunate.
Yes, so just hold on there. Marvelous.
Kuna vachango kwa kupinda mshirongo watino kuchinga miza ine mufaro nasi mswe muvuro kudai nasi tuyange tuli kukurukura isu pa msoro pede ndare COVID-19 asi tisikari sasa kare shukuitika munyaya zeje matonge rwe enika pega isi pataenda kune wanyarika nilidewa rifano Dr. Mabaza, jamira shaka gai muku wana tiso pia si
a decision by the High Court can be appealed in law, and therefore the government, rather not the government's part, but Vamalaba, Vesalaka side from Mukimunyai, they have come together with their lawyers and they are appealing this decision. So, which means, Kanavachineva appeal this decision, you know, Panitabu Zuguri, Mechadari, Poruguti, Tingalajari Tarisa, Taruongorora. Inopanda kwenda kudare ripa msoro kukura High Court. Chekutanga, majaji ese emata edare ripa msoro, ripa msoro pedare le mumbiro le mteno, you know, the Constitutional Court, they say very part to this application, they've been cited. They ask the mange mas, they very conflicted. Very kunzalago, they go stronger, nyaya ya very iyo, ya very kupomewa. Akuna judge, arimu Zimbabwe, arifa basa iko zimu, pamatari, arifa msoro, arukwasa kuzwanyaya hii. Saka zore wakuti, chaku itika, pavitika ziviri, chekutanga, anga ari deputy chief justice, anuba aita by the operation of law, anuba aita acting chief justice. Kana achinga aku acting chief justice, anobvumirwa nemutemo kusarudza majaji kana kupromota majaji High Court kuti apinde Constitutional Court kana kusarudza majaji akasiya basa kuti apinde Constitutional Court agoniterera appeal iyi. Appeal iyi nekuti yaitaura pamusoro pebumbiro remutemo yatingati a constitutional case aizwi kwene Supreme Court. Inoenda ku Constitutional Court. Kana appeal ichinge yaitwa ikaitwa nhasi pamberi pematare iwayo, zvatoreva kuti decision yedare High Court inombosendekwa kusvika appeal yanzwikwa. Zvoreva zvakare kuti vamalaba vachamboramba vari pabasa kusvika appeal iyi yanzwikwa. Saka pane kukakavadzana kuripo nevamwe vari kuti aiwa vamalaba vadzokere pabasa kusvika kesi yanzwikwa. Mutemo unoti kana muchinge maita appeal, pa appeal yenyu yamaita, nyaya yamapomerwa nayo kana mutemo wagadzirwa kana kuti decision yaitwa nedare inombosendekwa parutivi, it does not have an effect kusvikira appeal yanzwikwa, number one. Number two, tiratinzwe chechepiri, decision yakaitwa neHigh Court haina effect iko zvino izvi, haina chainoshanda kwanhasi kusvikira yavandudzwa nedare repamusoro yatingati it must be confirmed by the Constitutional Court. Saka haisati yavandudzwa nedare repamusoro. Saka zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti tichiri patanga tiri pekutanga, hatina watinoti uyu ndiye awina, hatina watinoti ndiye aruza, asi decision taizwa taona kwakarerekera pfungwa dzevatongi veHigh Court. But chirokosha ndechekuti mutemo kana whatever they've decided hazvisati zvava kushanda nhasi kana mangwana kusvikira dare repamusorosoro razvivandudza. Chechiri chakadinongotipindurei anga musawira wangu ati ndakanganwa zita rake Sole vasole vatiwo ningirikine Masoko egurukota rezvemutemo anonyangadza kana kuti anoshora dare. Aiwa vasitola havana kunzwisisa kana havana kuverenga mashoko aminister achinge vaita ekungonzwa munyerekupe. Ukaverenga haana paakananga dare kana kurizvidza kana kurishora. Akataura nyaya yevavengi, akati vavengi tichavatokonya maziso. Haana kuti vavengi vedu dhanani, haana kutaura vavengi. Ndokubva ataura chepiri, akati zvaitwa nedare izvi zvinoratidza kuti kune simba riri kupusha kubva kune imwe nzvimbo. That decision, that statement haina kuti the court is compromised, ari kuti iye dare rinenge ranyengetedzwa nemumwe munhu. Chinoitika mudare, in every court dare rinotonyengetedzwa nemumwe munhu, nerimwe gweta rerimwe saka you persuaded the court to give a decision. Saka the fact yekuti the court has persuaded, it is not in itself contemptuous.
Thank you so much. Vabustole, umphendule ngesindebele bese umphendula kalasikhiwa briefly baba. Ngena khona Vabustole. Yebo Vabustole, unmute futhi ibhathani yakho ungena khona futhi zela khona kuwisibhono.
Right. Okay. I hold a different view with the last recorder. The High Court did not make an order of constitutional invalidity as contemplated by Section 175 of the Constitution. It only made a declaration on the position of Malava and his fellow judges in terms of a construction it rendered on the law. So if he is talking about the High Court making a declaration and that the Constitutional Court must then make a declaration of validity or otherwise, I think we hold a different view, right? That's the first thing. The second thing, I am saying it is practically impossible for the respondents who are going to be applicants in this matter, for them to make an application for an appeal, because that was a declaratory order. In a declaratory order, you make an application for leave to appeal before you appeal. So, if ever they want to say Malaba should be in office today because they have appealed, it is practically impossible to them with the law. So, I know that there are certain individuals that want Malaba and the Constitution, you know, to be very minded so that they remain in office. We are saying that should be stopped. It doesn't take any amount. At least one thing, the statement that was made by the Minister of Justice, who is supposed to be the custodian of law, one of the people to be custodian of law, that statement is correct. Then, whatsoever for, he cannot make that kind of statement after the court has made a decision. He talked about the ninth court, the ninth judgment, and you say that is not contentious. That is said. We are being reduced to a banana republic. That is contentious, and I hope that you will be facing music very soon.
Yes, kalau umpama lagi sih develop kono kuga tu kurma aku bap. Eh, ugu tu tak kanji, amak chan, bapak stor.
Right, ini ugu tu ugu ti, ini tadi, ele high court. Kali zang ini ini uguenza, uga uga bumana, abang abang yang macam tu, uguenza, mukulun ini, uga bumana, abang abang yang macam tu, itu an constitutional. Ite ugu pelak kono abang zang ini jenai rai, aku the Constitutional Court must declare that conduct unconstitutional. It's wrong. No, but that is not what the judge is saying. You have to go to the law and then the law, kumele bacale benze i-application for leave to appeal. And okuntu okuyimqoka ukuthi niyazi ukuthi kunabantu abafuna ukuthi Malaba abuyele ehofisini kodwa la ukuwona ukuvala ukuthi hayi isidima khona.
So singathi i-appeal yabo le does it set aside the ruling?
No, vele mina ngithi akuna-appeal angithi.
Mm-hmm.
What it has to be done is declare it as a high court. My high court is declare it as you make an application for me to appeal before you file an appeal. I need it. Then after in this case, when you're out of the woman, who does it when I need it?
Yeah, okay. So, I'm going to go Marvelous, I think we've got an interview that was done by one of our correspondents in Harare, you know, or the correspondent actually attended a press conference, which was being addressed by Advocate Thabani Thabani Mpofu. Let's hear what came out of that press conference.
The 19th respondent indicated that they were going to do that. The position is that the High Court issues a declaratory order as was sought by our consultant, Dr. Musa Kiki. Whilst an appeal can, all things being equal, be lodged against the declarator, the position in law is that an appeal does not suspend the operation of a declarator. And the Minister of the High Court, it is made to the attention of the Judge President. I just copied to the Honorable Judge to hear the matter. As you recall, for some of you who are still displaced, that has been done this road before. Chinamasa, there's a judgment of the Supreme Court, which is called in the Chinamasa, which deals with these issues. We are of the view that the circumstances of the matter dictate that the procedure set out in Chinamasa be activated. And because there's an interest which arises at two levels. Number one, our consultant was a successful litigant in that litigation. Number two, we are officers of the court. There is an interest in having the veracity of those issues dealt with, the effects of the allegations raised by the minister dealt with. We have an interest in ensuring that the minister is required to establish the credibility of the assertions that she has made, because we realize that there is an impact on judicial independence. We realize that there is an impact on the integrity of the court. So we insist on the observance of the Constitution. We thought these things through. We know what may not happen. And we are prepared to fight not only in defense of consultants, who instructed us in this matter, but in defense of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, in defense of the founding values on which that Constitution is based, in defense of constitutionalism, in defense of the rule of law, in defense of the principles that underpin our democracy, and quickly, in defense of judicial independence.
Tanga tiri kutaura pamusoro pemutongo wakaturwa nedare guru re High Court of Zimbabwe rakagara pamapondera nezvinhu zviviri zvakanga zvichitsanangura chekutanga takatiti takanzwa kuti hurumende inoda kuti ikwidze nyaya yekudare pamusoro tanga tichisva pachena kuti mutemo unoti nekuda kwemutongo wakapiwa neHigh Court mitongo inouya nezvira zvakasiyana uyu mhando yemutongo uyu kana uchinge wapiwa kunyange mukaikwidza kudare rekumusoro unongoramba uchishanda mutongo iyoyo nokuda kwaizvozvo vaimbova mukuru wevatongi vainzi Chief Justice Malaba havachazi muhofisi saka hofisi yatorwa iko zvino navanonzi acting chief justice kwaunza takaverenga nekukadzika kukuru zvakanyorwa naminister of justice pazviyambe zviyambe tatisusu hatisi kuda kutaura pamusoro penyaya iyoyi tiri panze tichirwisana tichitangata vanhu vasingazive zvavari kuita nekuda kwokuti nyaya dzavakataura dzihombe isu tinofunga kuti vakazvidza dare nekuda kwaizvozvo tatonyora kudare kuti dare revashedze vauye kuzotsanangura pamberi pedare kuti zvavakataura zvinozvidza here kana kuti hazvizvidzi dare kana dare raona kuti zvavakataura zvinorizvidza robva rachipindura mubvunzo yekuti vanogona kupiwa mutongo wakaamira sei nekuda kwaizvozvo zvese zvakataurwa naminista zviyani tinoda kuti tinozvitaurirana tiri mudare ndo yanga iri purpose yepress conference.
So there you are, marvelous advocate Tabani Mpofu. Is actually outlining exactly what is going on, you know. And he says that case is still there, you know. It's like the appeal is not going to set aside, you know, the High Court ruling. So it remains exactly as it is. So let's bring in Dr. Mavaza, because this is a very contentious issue. Dr. Mavaza, what's your reaction to what Advocate Mbofu said?
Unless you can summarize it, I didn't hear a thing of what...
Yeah, okay. So all what you are saying is that even if the government appeals, the ruling stands. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what they are focusing on right now. And he also mentioned the fact that, you know, when these matters actually sent in court, especially the Ziyambi case, you know, it's somehow some kind of contempt of court. And that issue should be brought before the court.
There are two things we need to understand here. Firstly, a declaratory order is an order by which a dispute over the existence of some legal right or some law or entitlement is resolved. So when it is resolved and the other party believes that the right resolved is wrong, he has a right to appeal to a higher court to have an opinion of the higher court over the declaration made by the other court. So the right can be existing, can be prospective, and can be contingent. So Advocate Thabani Mpofu, I don't agree with him. I don't agree with his view that this is not appealable. It is definitely appealable, number one. And number two, that's where the bone of contention is. As we speak, the moment the appeal is filed, the declaratory order is not effective. Secondly, the declaratory order...
But according to Attorney Nobane Sithole and Advocate Thabani Mpofu, you know, it still remains, according to them, you know. Why do you differ here in terms of, you know, this kind of thing?
The law is very clear in this case. The law says any judgment by a high court is appealable. It is subject to be appealed. This can be appealed in the higher court, higher than the high court. The only decision it cannot appeal is a decision of the constitutional court. But the decision of the high court is appealed. It is appealable. And therefore, that view that it cannot be appealable.
No, they are not saying it's not appealable. That effect is appealable, but
yes,
what the government has done does not set aside the ruling. That's where the argument is.
No, that's where the argument is. This is what you are saying. The moment you appeal, the ruling is set aside.
Just hold on there. Mr. Stole, can you chip in here? Can you unmute your button, Mr. Stole, and chip in?
Thank you very much. I agree that the decision of the High Court can be appealed to the Supreme Court. That is elementary. But now, we mustn't generalize this aspect. We must look at this particular case that we have. Would we agree that the order that was given by the High Court is a declaration? Then the question that follows is, how do you appeal a declaration? The answer is simple. You appeal a declaration after you have made an application for leave to appeal. And I am saying that has not been done. One can make an application for appeal, but the question is, shall that appeal be in terms of the law? I hold a different view. That's the first thing. The second thing that is going to give us a headache in Zimbabwe as of now is the constitutional crisis that has been created in this country. You are appealing to a superior court whose judges are part of litigation. Whether you like it or not, they've got an interest because they are cited as respondents. Whether they filed notices of opposition or not is one thing for another day. So, the net effect of it is that the moment an appeal is placed before the Supreme Court, those that are being accused of doing something should be fined over that. So there is a constitutional crisis again. So the whole issue of Malawa and the factors surrounding it, you know, has got a serious bearing on our constitutional democracy going forward.
Lento ezimbili esikhangelane nazo lapha. Okokuqala, siyavuma yini ukuthi i-High Court yenze i-decision esithi nesilungu i-declaration. Nxa sivuma khonokho sesesisithi emthethweni, i-declaration leyo uyi-aphila njani e-Supreme Court? Mina ngithi uyi-aphila ngokuqala uye kujaji nalo oyenze i-declaration uyecela imvumo bese kuthi ngesilungu leave to appeal. Usithi izizathu ukuthi why ufuna ukuyaphila against i-decision leyo. And in this instance, kumele kube njalo. Kodwa okunye vele okwesokusethusa okulandelayo. Ukuthi i-Supreme Court, ama-judges e-Supreme Court awe-Constitutional Court, yiwo ama-judges okwenzwe i-decision against them ngapha e-High Court. Kuyafika njani kibo ukuthi baxazulule indaba, indaba ezinabo abayisisusa zayo. Then kuyabe sokusitho ukuthi hhayi, okune-problem ne-constitution yethu. Ngoba i-application le-High Court ithi wona ama-judges e-Supreme Court nama-judges e-Constitutional Court kababuye e-High Court bazokutsho ngalokhu laba ama-young lawyers akhuluma ngabo.
Then bona bazijulele bathi sizakulindela phambili.
No,
angiyeke ukwenze njalo. Kune-constitutional crisis lapho.
Ye, bambaka ibhathani yakho uyivale futhi kancane. Marvela, I think you can chip in here.
If you could unmute me, tozokira kunava mavasa. Tukuzwa zvekutaurwa navatsole uyezve kanzwa zvanga zvekutaurwa navatabani mpofu. Asi muri kuti hamusi kuwirirana navo. Sei muri kudaro?
Vatabani mpofu navatsole vari kutaura mafungirawo emutemo. Chakanakira mutemo mazve ndechekuti hakuna chinonzi ichi ndicho chiri right. Kana tiri kutaura kududzira mutemo. Dudziro yemutemo zvino ndokusaka ichizoenda pamberi pevatongi. Basa tiri kureva pane zvekuti mutemo wadudzirwa nevatongi veHigh Court vakati mutemo wakatyorwa. Asi nyaya yamabvunza ndeyekuti sakana wachikorwa mutemo uchambomiswa kushanda here kusvika appeal yaitwa kana kuti vamalava basa ratopera. Ndopandiri kuti ini mutemo wakanzi neHigh Court wakatyorwa. Mutemo uri kubva wanotsekenyedza mumbiro remutemo, meaning kuti the declaratory yachona affects the constitutionalism of that section, and therefore their declaration it amounts to a change of a section of the constitution, and by so doing it cannot be valid until it is confirmed, which Stole is not agreeing with me, but the reality of the matter is that. So the declaratory made affects the law, and so it changes the law. Because it changes the law, the declaratory order now is not valid until it is confirmed. Now the second point, the Tsanangure Zakari, the Chakuti, the Ripakati Zabuda, pa Zikon Zero, Ziku Apila, zvichaitwa nehurumende kana kuti navamalaba nechikwata chavo zvinosanganisira chekutanga kuti vatongi vatatu veHigh Court vakagara dare vachigadza mambo dare. Mutemo haubvumiri kuti vari pasi pamambo vatonge mambo. Mambo haatongeki. Saka the High Court could not in itself hear a case concerning the Supreme Court and the Constitutional Court, which is above them.
So do you mean, Dr. Mavaz, do you mean that if there's something that is wrong pertaining to the Chief Justice, in no court of law can actually adjudicate on that matter?
This was not Chief Justice in person. It was his office. We must be clear that the case is not against Malaba as a person. The case is against his office and decision taken by Parliament and Senate. So what happens in this matter? Because these three judges, they look forward to be promoted to go where Malaba is. So they've got an interest, whether we can say it or not, but there is an interest. They know by Malaba going and 19 other judges, their chances of getting into that position is very high. So they have an interest. So in order of justice, because for justice to be done, it must not only be done, it must be seen to have been done. So how do you see that justice has been done? These three were supposed to recuse themselves and to ask the process or the judge president to appoint retired judges to sit in and hear this matter. And if this was done, then there will be no issue as of bias. We can try to say the courts have got its integrity. Yes, the court has an integrity. But the persons who are sitting in the court, they stand to benefit from their own judgment because they are creating a vacancy in the Supreme Court and in the Constitutional Court. And if you say that, people think you are being contemptuous. This is the fact. The Justice Joe is Justice Karewa and the other. The three of them, they know very well, and it's not a secret, that if the Supreme Court becomes vacant, and if the Constitutional Court becomes vacant, they stand more better chances of being appointed into those positions. So therefore, we cannot lie and hide behind the law and say there's no interest. They have interest.
Yeah,
and
so,
this is embarrassing, yeah. Actually, that Justice Joe refused to recuse himself when an application of his recusal was made. And he actually, after refusing, he was the one cheering a decision on whether he should continue or not.
Yes.
It is the law. After seeing his continuance, he became the chair of the panel of those three judges. And that alone is another point of appealing. That's an appealable decision. And again, so we are in appeal, we are saying these three judges had an interest in this matter, had a vested interest, and therefore should not have stood or sat in there as judges in this case.
Yeah, okay.
That's the last thing which our story would answer
yes.
is these three judges did not tell us who appointed the three of them. Why three? High Court always have one judge. This was a normal application. There was nothing fun about this application. Why three judges? Who appointed the three? And number two, did they sit in High Court?
Okay.
They did. Oh. Their decision can be appealed.
Well,
they said it's the Constitutional Court who appointed them. So there are so many gray areas in this matter which will become clear. Unfortunately, there are some issues we cannot discuss at this stage because the matter is ongoing and it becomes condemned.
Thank you very much. Mr. Stolle, can you chip in here? Is present on this issue concerning the 16 judges that are respondents, and you say it is a constitutional crisis right now. So if this case goes ahead, who is going to preside over it? Because here, as you said, Mr. Stolle, we are looking at a constitutional crisis. Quiet, Mr. Stolle.
Right. At times, certain decisions are made and which decisions have got a serious bearing on our constitution. There are quite a lot of issues that the Honorable Doctor just made reference to. But still, you see, it depends on which kind of defense you're looking at. And recusal cannot be just that automatic. You know, the reason why the judges had that matter, it is because those judges that have been fighting, there is a relief spot against them. And surely, you just cannot recuse yourself even if you feel you are not compromised. Are they compromised? That's the question. It depends on which side of the fence you are looking at it. And from where I stand, I don't think there was going to be any recusal, even if I was going to be sitting on that bench. I was not going to recuse myself. I was going to deal with the issues of law. Right? But if a judgment has come, the only thing that one has to do is to believe that you have got a good case. You appeal to the Superior Court. Here is the catch. Which Superior Court, those that are not happy about the decision, going to appeal to? Because, let's face it, this is what is before us. We are no longer going to be theorizing about this. Practically, the judges of the Supreme Court are litigants. The judges of the Constitutional Court are litigants. What do you appeal to? Is this not a constitutional crisis? Where is our president? Did he manage to uphold the constitution as provided for in terms of the constitution? We've got a serious, this thing has got a serious bearing on our legal standing, on our democratic principles as we speak right now. And I am saying, whether there are three judges or ten judges, had it been that the decision went right in favor of them, could they be saying this today? Definitely not.
So I am saying
to me there is nothing amiss the fact that the High Court has made a decision.
Yes.
The decision that has been made at the High Court up until it has been overturned is binding. We have got a duty. All citizens, including Ziyandi, the Honorable Minister of Justice, should not threaten the judges. Should not make, you know, at the end of the day, that was shocking or shocked, really.
Yes, so story of fact against him to Konokovac.
Yes, you would show an offer if it is in the TNC. It's no more telephone. Whether it's no more necessary, I'm not at the Matatu. When they say I'm not at the hotel, when the way you are, take it for me. I'm not in that way. If you think whenever I see where I need to talk with London, up until this no more necessary to turn it down. As of now, also when I'm going to try to treat it again. Unless and until it has been overtaken by changing the seat. Also, when Zagere, which only had to wear the truth, I would see. The Supreme Court is called my eye. You have a division, Arapa. Guys will defend the position. The Constitutional Court, I'm not just a child, you have a division. So, I just now appeal to the Supreme Court, who knows the Zindaran.
Yes, I was going to tell you about. So the issue here, Dr. Mabaza, according to Stolle, is who is going to preside over this issue. He says definitely this is a constitutional crisis.
No, the law has always covered that part. Where there are no judges in the constitutional court, or the judges are not enough, the acting chief justice will appoint judges or elevate judges into the Supreme Court or in the constitutional court, or he can elevate retired senior judges in that position, and they will sit as a constitutional court to deal with that constitutional mess. When it is done, we go back to normalcy. But however, this...
How independent can that be? You know, like somebody is then picking some of these people, you know?
Life is like that. People are picked by people who probably have an interest or they don't have an interest. The problem we are having here is to think that the case of Chief Justice Malaba is the case for ZANU-PF. No, it is not. It is a very legal issue. It's an issue of law. The Chief Justice, of course, is appointed by the President. It does not mean that his appointee, if he's removed, it reflects badly on him. No, it doesn't. We move on. It is not him who is being removed. So, in other words, whether the President appoints another set of judges, it does not mean that they are biased. We have got that belief of our judges not to be biased. But the point we are raising here is that I'll answer Stolle right now. If this judgment has gone a wrong way, and if MDC sponsored applicants have actually appealed against this judgment, we will be looking at the point of law, not at the point of politics. Under the law, is it not biased for a man who is looking forward to your position to deal about your matter, whether it remains there or not? The answer is clearly that the man would rather kick you out quickly so that he takes the position. We all know the position of the three judges, of all the judges of the High Court. When you become a judge of the High Court, you don't intend to die there. You want to move on. You want to be the judge president. You want to be in the Supreme Court. You want to be in the Constitutional Court. It is not by coincidence that all the other judges have been cited except the judge president. This has been a planned program, so that by the time they cite all the other judges, they leave the judge president, so that he will be having the opportunity to appoint three judges of his choice to sit in this matter and hear this matter. This happened. And when this happens, it is under investigation, it will come out. What then happens thereafter? The government and those involved are appealing. They have got a right to do so. They have a right to appeal. This is not a fight of a political muscle. It is a legal muscle. Unfortunately, people always think anything which goes against the president becomes political. The moment he becomes the president, he stops from being ZANU-PF for those 5 years. He is Zimbabwean leader. And it is Zimbabwe which is dealing with such issues.
Thank you very much.
Tichiona kwanga zvataurwa vatsone imi sebato rezvanopiwa parizvino kana kuti tongoti makamirira muchitaura sevehurumende munoona zvichadii mune ramangwana
kana apiwo ichinge yaitwa sezvo ichaiswa nhasi kana mangwanani vapedza kunyora isusu tinotenda pamutemo kuti mutemo unobva vataura kuti vese vapomedzwa mhosva idzi vanodzokera pamabasa avo and kusvikira nyaya iyi ichinge yatongwa. Saka nyaya iyi inozopera, bhosi nyaya yasati yapera, ichazogarwa dare guru, vatongi vega vega nemagweta avo achisimuka. Takatarisira mavhu kuona kuti musi unonzi nyaya yakutongwa iyi, tinogona kuona dare rizere magweta anopfuura 23, each respondent ana lawyer wake. In this case, it was an urgent application. Vakangoita scramble a lawyer kuti zvinhu zvingofamba. But the way the things are going, this case is not going to take 1 day or 2 days. It's going to take a long time, maybe 3-4 years. Amendment 1 is still in the national for 2017. It's not good. The courts are slow. The situations are very technical. So this is going to take a long time. But at least because of me, I could mutemo ufambe, urumende inenge yatadza kushanda. kana ikasaita mutemo into motion yakamirira zvimwe zvinhu saka zvinhu zvicharamba zvichifamba ende zvichagazirikuzvikuenderera mberi hatikutomboona dambudziko riri kugadzirika vatongi vanofanira kunge vachizosarudzwa vachasarudzwa kana apiro ichinge yaitwa.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mavaza. I think Mr. Ngobane Sithole has actually dropped out because of his phone. So we'll stop here today concerning this matter. And Mavaza, for just the next 5 minutes, let's talk about basketball. We know that there's this big kind of event in Kigali, that is in Rwanda, where the Basketball Africa League kicked off yesterday. And we saw the Patriots, you know, beating a team from Nigeria. You know, it was a big game, and many games are continuing right now. There are 12 teams that are participating in the tournament. So, Zulanda, he's the Basketball Union of Zimbabwe's president. Let's listen to what he said about this tournament and basketball in general.
Look, the Basketball Africa League is an excellent initiative by the NBA. We believe that it's going to bring a lot of value to the game in terms of visibility, not just in our country, but certainly in the whole continent. There is certainly going to be a lot of visibility. There is going to be a lot of superstars that will be made out of this year. The investment that the NBA and FIBA have done in this competition, besides that, and you can't ignore this competition moving forward. It's just our hope, silently, as Zimbabwean fans, that this competition also spreads to the final edition, because we are also seeing a situation where the women's game is being left behind fully, because now we are seeing in terms of investment from the club directors and owners, there is a need or a test them to what is involved in the payout and more resources being channeled there. And we are hoping that very soon we have the super investment in the women's league. Otherwise, then the difference would be then too much for us to make special specifics. But otherwise, I think it's an excellent thing, and it's bringing a lot of value, not just to us, but to Africa as well.
Do you think that there will be some emerging stars, you know, out of, all this from Africa?
No doubt. They have, there's no way that there won't be new stars of Africa from this initiative. It is designed in such a way that there will be stars. And it's also designed in such a way that basketball in Africa is going to be big, as big as football, if you ask me, in a couple of years. It's going to be as big as football. Already, when you look at the size of leagues, the NBA as a league is as big as most of the European leagues anyway. So even back home here, you'll find that basketball is the second largest sport in Zimbabwe by participation, by the way, after men's football. On participation on the ground, whether it's in the schools, club level, in numbers, you can find that basketball is the second largest, way above most of the sports codes, but behind men's football. So, and this is mainly to do with the level of exposure that the NBA has. And it also speaks at the work that is being done in the background, not just locally, but internationally, in terms of the size. So now when you brought the NBA to everybody's doorstep in Africa, you expect that there will be superstars that will be made, and there will be people who want to get involved. Yeah.
And definitely here you're saying that the NBA is very popular in Africa, right?
No doubt about it. The NBA is the most popular basketball league in the world. Africa is no exception.
So now, what's your last word on, the Basketball Africa League? Give us the last word.
Look, we are excited that this is already taken off. We're not part of it directly, but we're excited that the panel has finally taken off, and we're happy for everybody and all the work that has happened behind the scenes. We're happy for FIBA for achieving this, because we ultimately are also, we are FIBA as well. We're happy for everybody. And these finals are just about that. We want this to happen, and everybody is behind it. And we are looking forward, like I said, to the qualifiers for the second edition, and we are ready to also send our representatives. And rest assured, this time next year, when we get the finals of the next you know, of this competition, we will be represented, and we also proceed to implore the community. You know, the game is more than those people that are directly involved. We want to implore the government and the civil society, corporate, and you and me, as well to get in there and get involved in sports, not basketball in particular, but all sports, and to support it. That's the only way that we have to achieve the results of the nation.
So that is Joe Mutsuru. You know, Joe Mutsuru is the president of the Zimbabwe Basketball Union. So we would like to call him Joe Mutsuru. Joe Mutsuru is the basketball union of Zimbabwe. Basketball Africa League, kulangale ke eKigali, kule Rwanda, kula maqembu ayi-12 akhona ngale angqilana okunye okumangalisayo. Izolo sibone ke iqembu leRwanda linqoba iqembu leNigeria. So ke kukhanya ngazani kuyaqhubeka nalamhlanje kuyabe kungqilwana. Kodwa ke likhumbule ukuthi lilakho ukuthi lingene lani livukele okokubukelayo, elingakubukela. So kunjalo ke mavula. So kuyaqhubeka imidlalo le.
Aiwa, sekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs, pane makwikwi ari kutambwa iwo pari zvino kuKigali kuRwanda, makwikwi ebasketball. Saka ndakawana mukanawo zvakare wekutaura na vamujuru vanova iwo mutungamiri weBasketball Association of Zimbabwe. Regai tinzwa kuti vaiti chii.
First of all, to know about any opportunity as a guy, I was to be part of this competition from my qualifiers to the two-man team, Edu Mercenaries, the guy that will show up in South Africa. They ran very well. Unfortunately, I'm not going to travel to Rwanda, who will play my finals. I think that as a part of competition, if long and so long, we have an opportunity in Rwanda, where at least Edu, so long, we have an opportunity in Rwanda, to my team, they will not borrow Edu. So if I reach out to borrow Edu, I will receive it, but my participation, Rwanda as well. I told Angie he tries to bring a level of professionalism into my teams and the way my team are conducting our national as well. Obviously, in my rewards and my incentives, like Rwanda, no matter what you want, but when you say who prepare our tournaments, I want to say as well, because he was more direct for us. But here is the question. So, I'm going to tell you about the material that we are going to do. The tournaments, you know, going to be for us. Even if it's my, and it would be,
I was going to start a big time. Kumadzimai nekuti pari zvino tinoona kuti zvikwata zviriko 12 zvikwata zvinobva kumaklabhu echirume chete, hakuna madzimai ari kutamba. Uyezve tikuona kana ivo vatambi vemutambo iwoyo webasketball imo muno muamerica veNBA vari kutarisawo zviri kubuda ikoko kuafrica. Vamajuru vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kutarisira kuti vachawanikwa pachibuda nyanzvi dzinozogona kunge dzichizouyawo kana kuno kuamerica dzichipindawo muNBA nezvimwe
zvinhu. So we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza, who is actually a former prosecutor in Zimbabwe, Mr. Ngobani Sithole, who is a human rights lawyer based in Bulawayo. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying let's meet tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngatikurukurei.
Good night. Thank you.